Hi, this is Alan Chartok in the Congressional Corner with Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney. Congressman, how you holding up?
Well, I'm keeping my head above water. Let's put it that way.
A lot of people are unhappy during this time, and I'm sure your constituents are telling you that this is a very tough time, that they've never been through anything like this. Yes?
Absolutely right. And we need a national response that, you know, answers that need that's out there. In our own part of the world, we have very serious needs in the area of our schools, our local governments. I mean, you know, talk to Marcus Molinaro in Dutchess County or Steve Newhouse in Orange County, the county executives. Talk to people in Westchester about what they're facing if we don't get federal help. And not just for local government, that may sound abstract. We're talking about cops and firefighters and teachers being laid off. We're talking about potentially 20% cuts at the state level for the aid the state provides to our schools. Ask a superintendent in your community what that would mean as they are struggling to, you know, keep the kids safe and go back to school with all the new procedures and technologies and costs, transportation, everything. You know, talk to folks about what it would mean to have no service provided on Metro North to destinations like Orange County. That's what we're looking at potentially if we don't get this job done. And so local Republicans and Democrats have been standing with me to support the HEROES Act, you know, 4 months, you know, waiting on Mitch McConnell's desk that would answer these needs. And they don't have to pass our bill, but they've got to do something. And now is the time to do it.
I see that even President Trump, perhaps facing election, has now come out and said that the Republicans are being a little too parsimonious, for want of a better word, it's my word, not his, in what they've put on the table. What do you make of that?
The president has been all over the map on this, unfortunately. What I sincerely hope is that he is recognizing that there are real deadlines now. They have been waiting inexplicably for months to respond to the chapter and verse bill that we wrote in May that addresses comprehensively what we need to do on things like national testing, on things like rapid testing and results, so we can actually, you know when people are carrying the virus and do something about it quickly, on things like getting help to community health centers, I mean, which are going to fail because they cannot continue to hemorrhage cash the way they are. There are real needs for our schools, for our transportation systems, for hospitals, for first responders, local budgets that cannot wait any longer. They have pushed this as far as it will go. So I'm hopeful that the president is recognizing that and that will direct his team to work in good faith with us. As for Mitch McConnell, he has no excuse. He has still not passed a bill in 4 months since he received our version of what needs to happen. He has put forth a couple of proposals that didn't have the votes in the Senate, so I don't know what good that is. It's time that everyone gets serious about this, because what I hear from folks locally is that they're very worried about what they will have to do if help is not on the way.
Now, Governor Cuomo has made it quite clear he's depending on the feds to give the state the money it needs. Otherwise, we're looking at, as you suggested just now, 20% cuts in things like education. It seems to me there are two things going on here. One is the idea that you allow people to put some food on their table and you give them some money. The other is that you support the state, and he's counting on the congressional delegation to help with that. Is that going to happen?
He is absolutely right to be looking to the federal government for help. This is way beyond the capability of the state to handle on its own. We're talking about a $14 billion deficit this year at the state level, $60 billion through 2024. You know, it is, by the way, on nutrition assistance, the case that we would provide major assistance to families that are food insecure in the HEROES Act, and the Senate has no money in its proposals for that, zero. So even if you're talking about putting food on the table, you couldn't go with what the Senate has suggested. They haven't passed it again, but what they've been talking about. So when we talk about holding the line in these negotiations, it's because we're looking at needs that have to be addressed in terms of that aid to local governments. That prevents the layoffs of the cops and the firefighters. aid to schools that prevents the cuts of 20% of the state aid that will lead to teachers being laid off, to being unable to provide the services we need right now during the pandemic to teach kids safely. We're talking about, you know, the testing and treatment funds, having a real national strategy for rapid testing. You know, which kids should we feed and which shouldn't we in terms of the nutrition title? So I'm happy to shorten the duration of these programs if it lowers the temporary cost of the bill. But I do not want to look at serious, real needs on transit, on the post office. Everybody out there knows the post office has been slowing down the mail, and that has to stop on election security. On all these areas, and unemployment benefits and PPE assistance to small business, all of those needs have to be met. We have done so on a bipartisan basis up to now. We need to keep doing that as long as the pandemic is out there.
You were quoted in no lesser place than the New York Times as saying Democrats should stand by Speaker Pelosi with regard to her approach on a new stimulus package. She doesn't want to settle for, quote, half a loaf. Why is it better to hold out for the entire HEROES Act rather than a, quote, skinny package?
Because it's dumb to negotiate against ourselves. They have not put a bill on the table. We are willing to negotiate, but I'm not willing to negotiate against our own position. That's just dumb. And the fact is that these guys have not put a proposal up that will address the needs that must be addressed. And therefore, there are limits to what you can do to back off of the HEROES Act. Remember, the speaker has said she will take a trillion, with a T, a trillion, off of the bill by shortening its duration, and that they would do other things to meet the president halfway. That has produced absolutely no movement on the other side and no bill out of the Senate. So I think it is a terrible mistake for members of our own party who might be getting nervous to undermine our leadership at the very moment when we are going to get a good deal for New York. The way to get the best deal for New York, for Metro North, for local assistance so property taxes don't go through the roof, to help our local schools, to get testing where it should be. By the way, we would restore people's state and local tax deductions, a full restoration in our package of your state and local tax deductions. The Republicans don't do that. The best way to get the best deal is to hang tough right now at the critical moment. And that doesn't mean you don't compromise. It means you don't undermine your own leaders, and it means you don't negotiate against yourself.
Without the new aid from the federal government, what kind of cuts are communities in the 18th District that you see, that you've been hearing from your constituents about, facing?
Well, Alan, that's the key point, right? I stood last week with two Republican county executives, Steve Newhouse, Marcus Molinaro, Orange and Dutchess County, talking about exactly this. By the way, I've also been working hand in glove with, you know, George Latimer, the Democratic county executive in Westchester. They all see the world the same way I do, and we all support the HEROES Act framework because the HEROES Act would contain $160+ million for Dutchess County. It would contain $200+ million for Orange County over the next 2 years, $500 million over the next 2 years for Westchester County and the cities. So if you talk to Mayor Rawlison in Poughkeepsie, if you talk to Mayor Lee Kiriakou in Beacon, they'll tell you Mayor Kiriakou in Beacon has a $22 million general funds budget. This would be $7 million of assistance over the next 2 years. That's what's going to keep the cops and firefighters and EMT workers on the job. They only have so many places they can cut at the state level. SUNY, CUNY, aid to K-12 education at the local level. Those are on budget items that will have to be cut. Now, you could raise taxes through the roof, right? If you didn't, point is you're going to have some very bad choices if we don't, as a country, come together around helping the hardest hit areas, and that means New York. And I'll be damned if I'm gonna negotiate against ourselves when New York has real needs here. Because bear in mind, New York sends billions to Washington more than we get back every year. We are the first to step up when there's a hurricane in the Gulf like there is right now. You would never hear a member of the New York delegation question FEMA assistance or helping our neighbors in the Gulf. And we don't care whether they're, quote, red states or blue states. When I hear the president talk that way, it embarrasses me because I just feel like no American political leader should be looking at a natural disaster like a pandemic or a hurricane or the wildfires and seeing it through some political partisan lens. So right now is the time to address the needs that exist. If you want to do it for a shorter period and make us come back and do it again in a few months, that's a great way to compromise if you want to lower the price tag of this thing. But the needs are the needs. And the best thing we can do to lower the price tag, by the way, is put the virus to bed the way we have in New York. We should have a national mask mandate. We should have rapid testing. We should have had it months ago. We should be using the Defense Production Act for national distribution of N95 masks. The sooner we do that, the less we have to pay to respond to it. We can restart the economy and save trillions in national output and economic wealth. Fighting the pandemic has always been the key to lowering the cost of the response. But because the Trump administration has failed to do that effectively, we are in the position of having to continue to provide this relief. And we can't talk ourselves out of that because the needs are real.
Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, thank you for being with us today. We very much appreciate it. When we come back the next time, I got lots more for you. Thanks so much.
You bet.